With Paul Koharski and Chad Withrow, I'm Jonathan Hutton, looking across at Rhett Bryan making the show happen, and we are joined in Indianapolis by Positive PK. Paul, say hello to Positive PK.
What's up, sport?
Hello.
What's up, Negative Nelly? I heard you weren't feeling well a couple weeks ago. You know what that is? That's all the negativity coming out of you. You see, you leave all that negativity inside of you, and now it comes out.
Not all
it's good
of
to
it.
See you up and around, sport. You're looking really positive today. How you guys doing? I love the combine. I love these players. Talking to these players, talking to John Robinson, talking to Vrabel.
You love the college game, too,
I love the college game. Well, I love the SEC, Withrow. You know that. I love the SEC. Look at all these SEC players that are here. It's great. It's positive.
What about Joe Burrow's hand size?
What are you frying about? See, there you go being negative again. Joe Burrow is a winner. He's going to win multiple Super Bowls for the Bengals. He's a winner. He's from Ohio. He's gonna go back home and lead his team to championships. And you're worried about his hands. You are so negative.
What were we just talking about? We had something. We said next time Positive PK's on, we have to ask him about this. He can't possibly have a good take on this. What was it?
I do crash
in Daytona?
On the hand size?
Oh, my gosh.
Ryan Newman's fine. He's going to be fine. And the positive thing is the way those cars are equipped, Negative PK, the hand system, and I don't even know what it's called, but they protect the drivers.
So we've been talking a lot.
He should be 6 feet under right now. He's walking out 2 days after he went to the hospital. He's coming out of his own power. Before, it would have been a disaster, but now he's fine. Why are you so negative about it?
We are joined live on Radio Row in Indianapolis by Positive PK.
It's so great to be here because I have to make up for all the negativity of Negative PK. So I just bomb around, and every time he says something negative, I say something positive.
Well, I must ask Positive PK because you appear to be very warm. We've been talking a lot about Paul's problems with the chills. He's constantly cold.
I don't have the chills.
He's got a scarf on. He's got more jackets. How do you stay so warm?
Because I'm positive. Positivity equals warmth.
Heat.
It radiates heat. That's right. You're negative, and that's why you got the chills all the time.
Like
you're calling in sick. You're sitting on the couch with a thermometer hanging out of your mouth, whining and crying to your family, and being negative. When you're positive, I haven't been sick in 8 years. No, 28 years.
Oh, 20.
28 years, because I'm positive.
We're with Paul Koharski and Positive PK. Positive PK, your thoughts on the NFL Combine. Paul was dreading this trip.
Combine guy.
Why don't
Nobody
you like the combine?
Anything.
The combine is great.
We get to talk to the players, we get to talk to the coaches
to get an idea of what they may do in the draft or what kind of players are looking
for. Here's what Vrabel said
you
over
got
there.
The bench
he, said
press
he wants
over
all
here.
Of them all of the best players he wants back. Whoa, what information.
That's positive.
The bench press over here.
That means that's why they're gonna re-sign all these players.
I did know we wanted to ask him about sports-wise,
what's
locally.
What's up, sport? Ahead,
your
sport.
Thoughts, Positive PK, on Malcolm Turner being out as Vanderbilt AD after only a year.
What a success! They got 8 months out of the guy.
Listen, every relationship runs its course. It's not always a bad thing. It's like the couple that gets divorced. For the kids. You tell the kids, we still love each other, we just can't live together anymore, but we love you just the same. Malcolm Turner loves those kids at Vanderbilt. He just couldn't be there anymore. That's why he decided it's best he did it for the university. That's a positive thing. You, Mr. Negative, think it's a failure. It's not a failure. It's positive.
Is Candace Story Lee going to bring a lot of positive change?
I think she already has.
Please explain.
She's the second most positive person in Nashville behind me. You saw her at her press conference. She was smiling. We got the renovations coming in. We got all new stuff coming into Vanderbilt. You wait and see. SEC East champions in football in 2 years. 2 years, Negative PK.
Positive
2 years.
PK, Aaron Goldhammer, who hosts a show here at ESPN Cleveland, had the banner set up in front of us here.
It's a blockade.
Blocking it. And Paul, of course, saw that as a negative on the show. Your thoughts
No, it's a positive. I know Aaron Goldhammer. He is one of the greatest sports talk radio guys around. I've known Aaron for years. I listen to him every morning, him and Tony Rizzo. They do a great job on ESPN Radio in Cleveland. They're great guys. Aaron did it. You know, it's positive because you want to be able to promote what you do. You guys needed to get here earlier because Aaron Goldhammer, being the positive guy that he is, set up his banner. You, Mr. Negative, saw the negative in it.
I heard him earlier saying bad things about John Dorsey and Freddie Kitchens.
Well, listen, Paul, you haven't watched a team win one game in 2 years. You just got to go to the AFC Championship game.
That's right. It's positive.
I don't know what the AFC Championship game looks
and
like.
Let me tell you something, Negative PK. I listen to Aaron Goldhammer every day. He is the most positive guy in Cleveland sports talk.
That is not true.
The fan. No, don't be modest,
John.
Don't be negative.
I'm
negative PK.
I look like John.
It's a bit.
John? He's positive PK.
We got Aaron Goldhammer
here. Reset everything. Take control. Everyone settle down.
Everybody calm down. The positivity needs to stop. The negativity needs to stop.
I can't stop.
Aaron, tell us from your point of view what happened earlier with Paul Carsey.
Now, first of all, you have to get into my mindset here. So I get up at 7 o'clock this morning, like everybody else at the Combine. I was out drunk until 2 o'clock in the morning last night.
I actually stayed in.
Because, frankly, that's what you do at the Combine. And I ran into about 5 former fired Browns head coaches. So there was all kinds of stuff running through my mind.
That doesn't sound positive at all.
As I woke up this morning, and then, you know, I'm schlepping all of our gear, and I have signage and equipment, and you guys know what it's like. And you're in this big convention center in Indianapolis, which this thing, I mean, how many millions of square feet are in this building.
I know, isn't it great?
So you're just
negative guy hates it. I love it.
So you're schlepping your stuff through. I finally get in here. I'm fitting through my shirt and through my jacket, and I get our step and repeat set up. Now, we have a new content director, a new program director at our station, and he's very big on this signage and the way we look, and so I'm all excited. I get the thing set up, which, by the way, getting this thing set up, Negative PK, is not easy.
I'll just have you know,
that's a big piece of signage. It is not easy to set up, so I get it set up. And we're all connected, and I'm 5 minutes away from us going on the air. We got stuff, we got guests, we got a big show to plan. And Paul comes around the corner. He doesn't say hi, Chad. He doesn't introduce himself.
I'm not much of a hi guy.
He just...
That's because you're negative.
I think... Correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, but I think what you said was, when you set this up, did you consider what it was going to do to the rest of us?
Wow. That sounds like Negative PK. Now, I would have said, hey, Mr. Goldhammer, sir... Anything you need, first of all, I'd love to help you out. Second of all, if you can, move the sign just a little bit so we can have some room.
But instead it sounded like this.
But I didn't know. I was like, I said, hey, like, what do you need to see? Like, what is there even to watch here? Like, what do you need to see? There's nothing. We're not at a Britney Spears concert here. We're not at the Grand Ole Opry. We're not at the Ryman Auditorium.
I mean, the back of the
we're
thing
not at Tootsie's.
Like looking
we're
at
which wine and Negative PK. It doesn't matter.
You want to look at that for 4 hours? The back of that.
I see a big J. I see a bathroom. He's right. There's nothing to see.
How would you have handled it, Aaron?
Well, look. If it bothered me, if it concerned me, I would have gone up to the other station and I would have said. First of all, I would have used this word. It's two letters. It's hi. Okay. I might have started there. Okay. Then I would have said, my name is Aaron Goldhammer, and I'm from 850 ESPN Cleveland in the Land on Demand. Nice to meet you. I would have introduced myself, and I would have said, huge favor to ask. This sign you got in front of, behind you here, do you mind, you know, adjusting a little bit? We're behind you. I know you guys want to brand yourself, which is understandable. This is a big national NFL event here at the Scouting Combine, but it is sort of, you know, blocking my view of Matthew Berry, ESPN fantasy analyst, walking, which Which, I mean, I can't find any other time to watch Matthew Berry walk in a suit in front of me.
Are you paying attention to this? This is how you
take
do
notes,
things
Paul.
In a positive
take
way.
Take notes, Paul.
Okay. Paul, did you not? Are you willing to admit you came in a little hot?
I came in a little hot, though. I will say, it's less hot than I've been known to come.
Which Hutton's, so really, over, Hutton's nodding. That is true.
Really,
which is also sad.
I mean, I should have done what you said, but I tamped it down significantly from what I've done in other situations.
Why
not
did
that makes it right?
Can I ask you, why did this make you so angry?
It's
you
what were, he
does. I wasn't he's that. An, I wasn't that.
Angry. He's a negative guy, Aaron.
I'm a pretty perceptive person, and you know, working in our business, people are pretty. Pretty people are pretty. I thought you were at it. Like a 10 out of 10.
Really?
So
I
want to see.
You ought to see me at a 10.
Chad, what's the angriest you've seen Paul?
Oh, he's gotten into it with a publicist lady on Radio Row where she grabbed his credential and threatened to never let him talk to any of her clients.
Which was pretty good.
Because she didn't get up out of the seat quick enough.
I looked at her client list and I was fine until we got down to the end. And then who was it? Leonard Williams was on there. Oh,
yeah. Well, Justin Forsett was sitting there with her, was so uncomfortable, got up and left the table.
Which is all I wanted.
Part
of
the convention center.
Which is all I
told you
to
about the guy who accidentally fell on top of Paul.
Guy fell on me, and then it was like he was going to spend the night there. He didn't make no effort.
Paul
to get
didn't
up.
Like it. He wasn't getting up quick enough. I'm thinking the guy's trying to
get
up.
Get up! Get off of me!
So the other thing I said was, I said, "What time are you guys on the air?" You said 11. I said, "We have 2 hours to figure this out. Like, what is the urgency that you have?"
Well, I was
going to
sit down and do some work, and I was looking at the scaffold.
And I was killing your beautiful view of downtown Indianapolis. Oh no, wait. It's just an empty room.
I want to show people the sky. It's a very...
take a picture of the view that
you
were being
watched. What are you showing people for? You're on radio.
I want to show the back of the thing. It's not an attractive back.
It's called a step and repeat, by the way.
Step and repeat?
Just so you know, it is a step and repeat. And
how is that to check baggage?
We drove from Cleveland.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. Do you think there's a direct flight from Cleveland to Indianapolis?
Well,
4.5 hours
yeah,
to get the car,
that's
you're
how far
here.
We drove. That's how far we drove. It's 4.5 hours.
That's my chauffeur. I don't really know about the details.
By the way, Paul, for as big time as he acts, does a terrible job of getting us big time guests on Radio Row. I feel like we should have everyone here the way he treats people on Radio Row.
I've gotten you a GM and a coach out of market.
Get more. We need more. We need more than that.
In the XFL,
instead
in the
of being
AAF.
Happy with what you have, you're being negative, saying we need more.
If you're gonna act like Matthew Berry, get us Matthew Berry level guests.
It's your negativity rubbing off on him.
Paul, do you feel like you owe me some kind of apology?
I certainly do. I want to apologize for my approach. I should have taken.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
I should have taken.
It's very nice.
Apology accepted,
which would have been appropriate. Though I wonder if you're that nice on the radio. I wonder.
Yes, I listen to him every morning. Yeah. He's great.
I wonder about.
Always positive.
I wonder about the rain.
Fans in Cleveland love him. Tell him, Aaron. Taryn, tell him.
I grew up in Denver. I rub the drive and the fumble in Browns fans' face all the time. And I'm despised in Cleveland, but I wear it proudly.
But they hate you so much they love you. They love you, Aaron.
Yeah. Well,
I listen all the time. They love you.
How are you listening to him all the time? Don't you have things to listen to in Nashville?
Because I like to listen to positive things. What do you think, I'm going to listen to you? You're negative.
This has been terrific.
We thought we came to the combine to break down who the best offensive tackle was in the draft.
And we spent
half our show with some guy in Nashville screaming
at
me about a step
in the
teeth.
I'm a content provider, not just in Nashville.
Some guy in Nashville.
Now in Cleveland, the city of my birth.
Wow.
Moved when I was 7.
East side, west side.
Thank you to everyone
here.
This has been the wedding and the reception
of the deer hunter.
Paul, stop talking. We're up against the break.
When
we come back. Thank you, Aaron. That was great.